For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What time is it? Showtime. The brothers discuss sports and provide betting tips. The best kept secret in sports investing. Please welcome Bolt Brady and his bro.
Well, happy new year out there, my friends. Welcome to 2024. This is Bolt Brady and his bro. We are excited for the new year of football, and let's welcome in our guy, Bolt.
Happy New Year!
Woo!
All right, I stayed up till the 9 o'clock one, the New York. So I didn't have to stay up until midnight. I just watched the New York one at 9.
Yeah, that's usually our plan with the kids to kind of knock it out. But I got roped into a neighborhood gig. The kids were at, but time just kept ticking. I was up a little later than I should have been.
Well, Mom said she got the butt dial from you late night. She said you were just rapping away. Luckily, she's not a nosy person, and she hung up the phone, or else she could have heard everything.
Right. She needed to keep listening there. But yeah, when she texted us that, and I looked at my phone, like the outgoing calls, and it's like Mom home phone, which is even worse.
Oh, it's the home phone?
Because then you know it's ringing in the house while she's asleep.
Wow. She thinks it's an emergency, and it's just you tuned up on New Year's
and
instead.
It was like 3-something. I was like, geez.
Wow, you felt bueno in the morning. But me, being the other son, I was up and at him early in the morning and doing the walk.
Nice.
Yep.
Well, hey, New Year's is meant for being a little hung and then watching some bowl games.
Yep, and speaking of bowl games, we dropped the ball last time and didn't go over the bowl game, so maybe we should start there.
Yeah, that was our bad. We apologize for that. We thought we had one more coming at you, because usually we do those championship playoff ones for sure.
Right.
And we liked both the games, too, which was unfortunate.
Yeah, we both liked the same games, and they came through for us. Let's just touch on a couple of the other games here. Okay. Oregon versus Liberty.
Yep.
And I know you liked Oregon. I stayed away from that game completely. Was that a close ball game?
Yeah, that the talent matchup there. Holy cow. How does that one even get scheduled? I mean, Liberty was 13-0, but had just played Dogwater.
Dogwater. Like literally the easiest schedule in the nation, like 132.
So like with any of these teams or bowls, you're like, okay, who's playing? Who's suiting up? But there's a couple teams that were like into it, like Georgia and Oregon, like Bo Nix, and they're like, no, we're in. Like, I mean, a couple of their studs were out, but I'm like, dude, if Bo and these guys play, they are going to destroy them.
Well, and how about Liberty scored first? They got the 6. Mm. And then Oregon goes, okay, guys, time to crap on them. 45-0 after that.
Yeah.
Well, that was a close ball game. I mean,
and the line was 18. I mean, it was nothing.
Oh, so that's the thing, actually. Yeah, the line actually got juiced up to like 20.5. It kept rising. And clearly it wasn't going up high enough. That's one of the reasons. I'm not saying that this would be the case or not, but that's one of the reasons why they said they didn't put the Florida State in the playoff, because they didn't want a game like that.
Yeah, and that would have happened.
Probably. And then it's just real embarrassing for the Iowa Hawkeyes. They play Tennessee. The quarterback for Tennessee is a true freshman, hasn't played this season, and Iowa loses 35 to Bengals. I mean, is it the worst offense in the history of mankind?
Yeah, they're tough on that side of the ball, but then it's like, how in the world in the Big Ten championship did they slow Michigan in so much?
Well, you know, that's something to, you know, put away for the championship game, I guess. But I mean, I don't understand how, like, you can't do some like reverse passes, halfback pass, fake punts, do something to get on the board in these ball games.
Isn't LaFrance the head? It's his son is the O coordinator.
Well,
too.
He was, but like it was in his contract that he had to average 25 points a ball game, and they were averaging half of that.
So what are we moving him to, like, tight ends coach next year?
Who knows? Or quality control or whatever they call those guys that don't do squat, but they're on the staff. quality control. I think that's the dude that keeps everyone back off the field, you know?
Hey, behind the white line.
Exactly. Behind the white line, and then you can't go past the 20. That's the quality control guy.
He's like, hey, I'm still getting my direct deposit, six figures here.
Yeah, right. Just an excuse to get that deposit. Mm. And then we had the big daddies, and the first one there was Big Bama versus Michigan, and you know, everyone was taking Nick Saban. They're like, this guy's got the history with him. I'm not sure your reason for liking Michigan. I just took him because I just didn't think this was your typical Bama squad. I mean, I thought Auburn was garbage all year, and they had to throw up the Hail Mary basically to get past them. And so, Michigan was in control, and then all of a sudden, Bama started rocking, and I go, oh, you're kidding.
Well, Michigan, early on, just a couple blunders, like, to get them on the board early. I'm like, just the muffed punts.
Yes, I know.
McCarthy threw that pick, but then luckily that was reversed.
Right.
When the guy's heel was out, but it was like, dude, settle in here.
Right.
But this has been Michigan's best squad he's had. Their defense is really, really good. And then Alabama's offense and stuff, it's not as good of a team as he's had.
No, not even close.
He's got some studs, obviously, but they don't click like they have in the past. It's just amazing that they beat Georgia.
Right. I mean, they obviously have legit players, but you don't have like those, you know, you don't, let's just put it this way. You don't, there, no one's mentioned in the Heisman talk. And typically someone on the squad is. That's not happening.
What was up with their center? Just a couple like low.
Yeah, those snaps. I know. Even on their last play, it was low.
Yeah. And was Herb Street doing that one, or whoever was doing it was like, all right, let, you know, this guy could be a little more athletic and catch those too, not always point the finger.
Right.
And Saban, I think they said too to the QBs, like, don't make a big deal. Like, some of those you can grab.
Right. And the guy's like, be a better athlete, dude. I'm the best athlete on the field. What are you talking
about?
He's
like, dude, get him out of the dirt. Up to like my calf, at least.
Right. So Michigan takes care of business there. And then the dandy, the big Texas versus UW Huskies. Mm-hmm. Another time, big Texas was favored. And UW goes, you got to be shitting me here. We're not getting any props. Just like against Oregon, we didn't. And so they were like the Ravens versus the Niners.
Yeah, that's what I liked seeing that all week, because they're like, dude, keep on, you know, doubting us, and we're 4-point underdogs or whatever. We like it.
Right. So it was, I had Washington as a best bet on my Vegas insiders for the clients. And the reason why is I was like, are we supposed to be scared of like the Big 12? I mean, Texas plays in the Big 12. Who cares?
Yeah.
And you beat a Bama squad that's down. I mean, props for you beating them in Alabama. That's great. But this UW squad is legit. Their offense, I mean, their offensive line actually won the award. I don't know what it's called, but there's an award actually for the best offensive line in the nation. Mm-hmm. And they got it. And then I've been, you know, we were on Pennix last year. We actually gave out a best bet. I think it was quite a bit before most people knew about him. I don't know if you recall this, but he had only started like two games, and I gave him out as a best bet versus UCLA last year. UCLA was favored, and big, that's kind of the game that put Pennix on the map. So we've been watching them for a while. They're wide receivers are a joker.
Yeah. I mean, he throws a nice deep ball too, but they do a good job holding on to some of them.
Well, so his, you know, two of the receivers are over 1,000 yards. Another guy was at 675, and it's because he was hurt. So he's got three legit receivers. My only knock against the receivers is they're probably the cockiest dudes in college football. Holy cow.
Right.
I mean, they do not stop the trap, but.
Well, every catch now, we get like the double, like, arrow point for, you know, the first down from every single dude.
No, I know, but I've been watching these guys, like, dude, I don't mind a little talking. I mean, that's fine, but these guys are a joker. It even showed them after the game chitting with the Texas fans. Like, some of the Texas fans were, like, waving them on, going, come on over. One of them was a dad. People were knocking him. They're like, nice example for your son there.
Right.
But so anyway, Washington, I mean, it's just tough to stop that offense. They're kind of like the Chiefs, you know, in the NFL where you're like, okay, I mean, you stopped us that time, but dude, good luck stopping us the next two out of three times. It's just hard to keep up with their offense.
But then there was, you know, they had control of that thing. They're up like the 14 or 13, and they had a possession with like 8 minutes, and it was like a three and out, but they were doing like reverses and flicker, you know. I'm like, dude, let's run kind of what you were doing and run some clock here off the thing. And like, they gave him the ball right back.
Right. So, and I think Penix is probably, you know, he's probably a little pissed off that he didn't win the Heisman. He's like, this is a joker. I mean, I know Jaden Daniels for LSU had a good season, but his squad is garb.
Yeah.
So, and Penix goes, hey, how about I go 29 for 38 for 430 yards and two TDs? See you later.
Right.
So, now they play Big Blue.
Mm-hmm.
And we both took Washington and we both took Big Blue. And now the crowd is wanting to know who we like for the national championship.
Yeah, we're heading to Houston next Monday. The opening line, 4.5 here, Michigan.
Yes, it is.
I'm going with Big Blue. I think he's getting his first championship.
Whoa! I thought you were going to be with me here. I'm going the other direction here.
To win or just to cover?
Well, I don't know. I mean, obviously, it doesn't matter. I'm taking them to cover. I was waiting for this. For those of you that follow me on the Action Network app, you probably saw it. I was like, well, let's throw this line up because I saw it on Twitter. It was 4.5. And I'm like, let's get her going. I'll put it in here. And then, boom, it came up. I go, we'll take her. I just don't want it to be, you know, the one thing is that scares me is like if they're the underdog that everyone likes, but I guess, you know, you like Big Blue, so that's good.
And I do represent the rest of the Joes in America.
But I'm just like, once again, no respect for these guys. And I just don't know how you're going to stop the offense. Like,
that's Michigan's strong suit. They're corners, and then they get a good push on the D line. So it's like, Penix could get disrupted a little quicker, and then you've got some studs back there to cover those receivers. That's where they hang their hat. And I think, you know, Bama always has beast linemen on both sides of the ball, and Michigan was pushing through there. That quarterback for that last play in overtime couldn't get through that wall. It's just going to be a problem. I mean, Washington's great, don't get me wrong. I just think Michigan can slow them down.
Maybe. I mean, I just, you know, that's the thing. I've been like trying to keep an eye on Penix because I'm like, well, how good is this guy? And I can't really give a good breakdown of him because I'm like, dude, no one ever gets to him. He's got the brick wall in front of him.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the guy gets time forever. And then he does have a cannon. And then his receivers are legit. I just don't think you're going to be able to slow them down. Like, even if Washington got down by like 10, I'd be like, it's not a big deal. And these guys can get up and down the field. So,
Texas kind of, you know, had a couple times where they could stop them. Michigan will get some more than that.
Well, we'll see. I mean, the only thing that, you know, that you got to be scared about with Washington is their defense isn't very good.
Yeah, it's Swiss.
No, I know. So they just got to make a couple stops, but I just don't think you're stopping the big UW. Hello, Huskies.
Yeah, I think, you know, not only is Jim motivated, but it translates to the staff and those guys. They are so amped. They finally got the monkey off the back to get through the Rose Bowl. And I think Jim's peace out, too. He's not really answering the questions.
Oh, yeah, Jim's peace out, probably. But also, if you believe in fate, what about these guys stealing the signals? Are they really going to get the national championship?
Yeah, I mean, it didn't really. The Patriots did Deflategate and all the
well,
all that
Deflategate.
Stuff
who cares?
But they had things about the Belichick recording practices back in the day. It's like they kept winning titles.
Yeah, no, I think when they were doing that though, it wasn't illegal yet. I think
it's
that,
frowned upon.
Maybe. I mean, I don't think anyone had really done it yet. And Bill's like, "Hey, I'm outsmarting everyone here," and then they're like, "Can't do that anymore." It goes, "All right."
Yeah. Well, Jim, you know, Jim hired the new agent, they said. It's like that Don Yee, it's Tom Brady's agent. So they said he has heavy NFL ties.
Right.
So I think the negotiations are already going on behind the scene here. He's like, let me get the championship, and then LA Chargers, here I come.
Well, he obviously does a good job turning programs around.
Yeah, you think he's a little quirky, and you're like, but obviously all the guys really like him and respect him. Like, they wouldn't go to school there.
Yeah, no, he gets it done, obviously. I mean, he's a good quote-unquote employee. Mm-hmm. He turns things around quickly. So that's it on the college. You like Big yeah. Blue, mm-hmm. and I'll take the Huskies, 4.5. We'll see where that lands.
Okay.
Now, let's get into Week 8 NFL.
Week 18.
Or Week 18, sorry, mm-hmm. where some of the games matter and some do not.
Yeah, that's where you got to dissect a little bit here, where we stand on what they mean.
Well, let me ask you, are there any questions on your part? Because I'm pretty familiar with where everything's going.
What scenario does it take for the Seahawks to get in?
Well, let me tell you. So, the Seahawks have to win. And who are the Seahawks playing? They're playing...
Everything's divisional these last
They're
games.
Playing my boy. Big Kyler.
Mm.
Did he come to ball against the Eags?
Yeah, he brought it.
I should have given it out as the best better. You know?
The horse jockey.
That was my bad. Yep. He balled. Not only did they cover, they beat the Eagles. And holy cow, is that squad reeling.
Yeah.
Wow. So anyway, the Seahawks travel in. I think that line's 3.5, right? They're on the road against my boy Kyler. I think Kyler's getting the 3.5.
I see 3 right now.
Really?
Arizona's at home.
Yes. Yeah,
getting 3.
Right. So the Seahawks need to win and the Packers need to lose.
Okay.
So that's scenario. And then why don't we talk about the Packers real quick while we're on it? Who do they have to lose to? The Chicago Bears. Mm. And they're given 3 points. I have a feeling that's probably going to be a ball game.
For sure.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if Chicago comes away with the W there. God, Green Bay's garb. They are garb. But who did they play this week? Oh, man. Green Bay played someone. They beat them. Oh, I know what it was. It was the Vikings.
Oh, yeah.
And I initially liked the Vikings because, and then they threw in the rookie.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. That killed me a couple times. So,
was it Jalen Hall or someone, I think?
Yeah. So, how about for the Circa, the Las Vegas contest, I was battling to be in the top 100 out of 6,000. That's when you get paid. So, how about this? I'm right at 60%. And I'm not even in the top 100. That's how hard this bad boy is. So I was in the top 5%. I was in the top 300. I was like 280th. And I'm like, okay, I need to ball these last 2 weeks. So I took my boy, Tyrod. Remember how we were talking about the Giants?
Yep.
He balled. And then I'm like, I'm going to take the Commanders with Jacoby because he's going to want to ball too. And then they go, well, we're not starting Jacoby. We're starting Sam Howell because Jacoby kind of tweaked his hamstring.
Right.
And I go, you got to be shitting me. There goes my season. Thanks on that, Jacob.
Dude.
How do you tweak your hamstring and like walk through? Wow.
Don't know.
So that was a little bit of a bummer. Any other questions here for me?
No, you know, it's like the people that have it locked up, like the Niners and the Ravens, you know, I'm sure they want to give some guys some reps. I mean, what, you think Purdy's going to play like a quarter and then we just turn it over? And it's like the Ravens, I don't think will play many of the guys at all.
Well, let's talk about the Ravens, shall we? Dun, 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 because guess what that is? That is this week's first best bet in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
Ravens plus 4.5. And here's why. So you're correct. The Ravens have the number one seed already locked up. They're not going to want to get anyone hurt. But here's my take on it. The backup quarterback is Tyler Huntley. That guy balls. I mean, when Lamar got hurt last year, Tyler almost took him to the playoffs. And they had all kinds of injuries besides that. And also in 2019, okay, the Ravens went to the playoffs and they sat everyone and then they got smoked by the Titans in the playoffs. So I bet you anything Jim goes, we need to reevaluate what we're doing here. We might play people for a little bit. And also, there's a small-time rivalry there. I mean, they don't like the Steelers. Mm-hmm. They don't want them to make the playoffs. Mm-hmm. 4.5 at home? Sure, they might even still win the ball game. Give me the Ravens, 4.5.
Yeah, I mean, that's just Huntley had the starters, though, when Lamar was out. Like, he needs to have some of the receivers planned to have more of the chance, too.
Mm. Well, you see how seriously these guys take the preseason, remember? They won like 23 preseason games in a row.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter who's playing for the Ravens. Mm. I know you like that right there. I threw out some good info for you. And you're like, maybe I will take the Ravens.
I just, you know, I get that there's a rivalry. I just think when you have it locked up, and it's not the full-time rest, but it's like these guys could take it a little easy so no one gets dinged up. I mean, that, you know, go back to that college game for a second, the Washington one, that running back goes up the middle and he tweaks his foot or ankle again. So it's like, what's that guy's status for the national championship now?
Oh, I know. At the end of the game?
We could have taken a knee. Or, you know, it's like, and it also cost like the 25 seconds there to run off.
Oh, that was incredible how that all set up like that.
So, I mean, let's just be careful here in week 18 where it doesn't really mean anything for us.
No, I hear you. But like I said, I mean, in 2019, they gave everyone the rest and it kind of backfired, you know? Some of these guys. So regardless of what they do, what would you do if you were the coach, you think? Would you rest? Would you have them play a little bit?
Probably a half, I guess.
A half? Yeah. I don't even know about a half. Maybe like the quarter.
Yeah, quarter.
Kind of treat it like a preseason game.
Mm-hmm.
So do you think the Ravens are going to go to the Super Bowl?
I like their odds for sure. I mean, I like them at home, and you know, whatever everyone else is setting up here, there could be some dangerous matchups. I think the Buffalo Bills are getting pretty hot at the right time here.
So yes, they are.
I think the Bills could be scary here.
So whoever wins the game between the Bills and Miami is going to be the number two seed and win the AFC East.
And I like Buffalo there. It's in Miami, but the Dolphins got a little dinged up in that Ravens game.
Yeah, Chubb, their linebacker, got
ACL. Yeah. I think one of the corners, was it Xavier or whatever?
Oh, did he get banged up too?
He did a little bit. And the two, his shoulder doesn't feel 100%. I mean, he'll play. But, I mean, those guys, even at full strength, it's like they have a problem with Buffalo.
Yeah, that'll be a good game, though. But
and
yeah,
Tyreek, every time he's been going down, you see him kind of still grabbing that ankle or something. It's not fully 100%, you can tell.
Yeah, the Bills are on a mission, that's for sure. That'll be a legit game. Is that Monday night or something?
I think. Yeah, it's Monday night, and it's -3 Buffalo's favorite in Miami right now.
Yeah, that's kind of nutty. I'll
take them.
I bet everyone takes Miami there. Don't you think? You think the public?
We'll take the home team?
Yeah, with the points.
I don't know. They got thumped so hard against the Ravens.
Yeah.
So it's like, I think people are going to question a little bit, but I'll take big Josh Allen.
Yep. I have nothing against that. Nothing against that at all. So speaking of the playoffs, it sure is going to be weird, you know, talking about the AFC with the Ravens getting the one seed. Patty, guaranteed 3 seed, going on the road. That'll be interesting.
Geez, there was a scenario unfolded in that Chiefs game where it's like, wow, if they lose this and lose the final game, they were going to be out of the playoffs.
Wow, that's incredible. Who do they play this week? The Chiefs play...
It's always divisional.
Oh.
It's the Chargers.
Chargers, wow, is that a squad? Woo!
Chargers are favored because it doesn't mean anything for the Chiefs.
No, I know, but you know what? The Chiefs balled in preseason too. I'd have to lean with the Chiefs there. Except who's the Chiefs' backup quarterback? He might be kind of garb. Who is it? It's like Blaine or Blake or whatever. Gabbert.
Oh,
is that who it is?
Maybe. I don't know. It was that Chase Daniel for so many years.
No, he retired.
No, I know.
Wow. I mean, how does that Gabbert guy, I mean, how's he second string? That's incredible.
Mm.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I'm hearing someone in my ear say it's time for another best bet. The producer wants me to give out another best bet, so here we go. Are you ready for this one? How about the Patriots play the Jets? Okay. This is probably Bill's last game. Bill has not lost to the Jets 13 games in a row, and 5 of those are Coach Sala right now. They're at home. They're not losing this ball game. I'm going to money line the Pats at 142.
And the line's 2.5.
Pats. Correct. Correct. We're not even going to mess with the Pats there, with the points there. I mean, come on. They're not going to get Bill the W on his last day. The crowd's going to be juiced. And they're against the Garb Jets, who they've beaten 13 times in a row. This might be an incredible best bet.
I mean, is the crowd juiced? Like, I mean, what's, are we going to be at half capacity here?
No, I think they know it's going to be Bill's last game.
That would make me go to the game. Like,
well, you're also not a diehard fan of anyone, though. Yeah. These diehards that, you know, I mean, Bill brought them a small amount of W's with Tommy.
Mm-hmm.
So they're like, let's send him out with a good note here. Let's smoke the Jets, who their season's over with. They don't care. They're just waiting until next year.
For Aaron.
Hopefully Big Aaron's ready to rock.
Mm-hmm.
So that's best bet number two.
Okay.
Yeah.
What about the NFC East? Those are, both of these games mean quite a bit because they're still playing for the division crown there. So Dallas is at Washington Commanders and they're favored by 13.
Right.
And then Philly's at the Giants and they're favored by 5.
Right. So if the Cowboys win, they win the division and they're the number 2 seed.
Right.
If the Eagles win and the Cowboys lose, then the Eagles are the number 2 seed.
But they, you know, the NFL puts these guys at the same time slot so that they both have to try. So someone's like, "Oh god, they won their morning game. Let's just, you know, it doesn't matter now."
Right.
Now at least they're both going at the same time, so they're both going to be busting their ass.
Yeah. That'll be, I mean, it's funny because I look at those two squads and I go, it almost matters which one of those squads win.
No, I'm just saying for betting purposes, at least you know these two games.
Oh, like they're going to try?
Yeah, both Philly and Dallas is like, let's stick it to these guys.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And then what else do we have here? Oh, we have the Browns. All right.
They don't care, though. They're
number 5 seed.
Yeah.
And they play Cincinnati, who has nothing to play for.
Well, but then I was like, you know, someone like Jake Browning or something, it's like he's taking advantage of being the starter.
Oh, yeah. Sure. Yeah, of course he's going to try. I'm just saying that they can't get into the playoffs. That Cincinnati can't. They're out.
Yeah.
Thanks but for playing.
I think Cincy will try harder.
So. Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to say one way or the other.
But yeah, the thing is, when they don't have a spot to play for, it's trickier to trust them.
Sure. And then you have the worst division in college football.
In pro football.
Or pro football, sorry. The worst league in pro football, the NFC South.
Yes.
Wow, is it good looking. So if the Saints win, they win the division. And I'm not even going to go any further than talking about that division than that. It's just garbage.
You know, everyone was riding, you know, Tampa high, and then Tampa got spanked at home there kind of last week against the Saints.
Yeah, and I was one of them. And you know what? It was like the line was -2.5, and I put them in the Circa contest, and that line was fishy because I'm like, why is this only 2.5? And sure enough, the books were right. I mean, they got smoked. The Saints dominated that. How about when the Saints probably are going to have the home game against someone? Who will that be against? Someone in the
It'd be like the Eagles or someone.
Wow.
And then they'll get pounded.
They're going to get smoked. Even the Eagles. The Eagles will take them down.
I don't know. They're, yeah.
Because they were talking about the Rams. The Rams like pretty much have the number 7 seed. And the Rams aren't a squad you want to play against right now. They're kind of balling. That dude from BYU, the rookie receiver.
Puka.
Dude, he balls.
Big time.
Yeah. And he's doing great.
Yeah.
I've got one more best bet here. Are there any games that you'd like to talk about that you like here?
I think my favorite is Buffalo. I think they're going to win the division. And I think the other ones I would kind of focus on, I think, were those NFC East ones.
Well, those lines are so big, right? Who do the Eagles play?
They're at the Giants, and it's -5.
Oh, and you know what? Money's been coming in on the Giants there, which is interesting.
I'd go back to the Eagles there.
Yeah, I see what you're talking about. And then the line in the Cowboys, I mean,
13.
Jeepers.
Well, I think they beat them like 45-12, you know, 13 or whatever in Dallas.
Yeah.
It was kind of a blowout. You know, the Commanders will give it a go here, but
if it's Jacoby. Like, if it's Jacoby, I would possibly take the Commanders.
No, man, he's not better than, like, Howell by that much.
Oh, yeah, he is. He's better than Sam, because Sam turns the ball over too much. He's garb.
Do you see they were, you know, if they cut that Commander staff, which they most likely will, They're like, if Bieniemy doesn't get any looks, would he go back to the Chiefs in some sort of role?
Wow. That'd be interesting.
Well, because their offense hasn't been clicking like it was. So it's
sure.
Like, was he part of the makeup, or is it just losing some of those weapons?
Well, come on. It's having the worst wide receiver core in the whole NFL. Mm-hmm. They've got the most drops in the NFL. It happened again.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we had Cincinnati. I had Cincinnati as the best bet, and Cincinnati was balling, and I was watching that game, and I don't know how Patty doesn't just get, well, he has been getting frustrated more than he ever has, but it's a joke how much those guys drop the ball.
Yeah. One was kind of behind Big Travis, and he, you know, it wasn't on him, but he's like, dude, come on. You could have grabbed it at least.
Right. So that's the thing that's scary about KC, and we might have to write him like we wrote him in the Super Bowl last year when a lot of people were not. Is how about if people start like kind of doubting the Chiefs? And like I said last week, they give them the points. Like on the road, because here's the difference, ladies and gentlemen, with the Chiefs this year. Their offense is not nearly as good as it normally is, obviously, but their defense is way better. So kind of think about when big Peyton Manning and the Broncos came into San Francisco to take on big Cam Newton, and Peyton could barely throw a 10-yard out route.
The noodle.
But their defense was legit. Now, obviously, Patty's not like that, but they've got a really good defense. And then you've got a guy named Patty at quarterback. Like, obviously, that could be a little scary for people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Pacheco runs hard, too, when he gets the ball.
Yep, exactly. So, the last bet's bet, and it's coming down to a guy they call the Stash. My boy, Big Minshew. Mm-hmm. We've been going back and forth on this guy, and I think Minshew, we might be undefeated with you, big guy. I'm going to have to look at the records, but I'm thinking it's about 4-0. We're going 5-0 here, big guy. So whoever wins this ball game against the Texans is the champs in your division, and you got to be crapping me that you think a rookie quarterback is going on the road in the playoffs and is only getting 1 point. Sign me up, big Minshew. It's time to ball.
Mm.
Yeah!
Division champs for Big Gardner. I mean, that's a hell of a season if that you know rookie coach pulls that off too.
No kidding. And remember where he came from? Let the listeners know.
NorCal.
Well, yes, but I mean the team before this.
Philly.
Yep, he was the offensive coordinator. So he clearly knows what he's doing. That's why Philly's not doing as well. That's why the Colts and Minshew are. And the CJ Stroud, yapping is getting a little carried away here. Can't believe this line's not at least the 3. I mean, I think we're getting 2 points of value here with my boy Minshew. Minshew, congratulations on winning the AFC North.
Yeah. There's two Saturday games. It's Pittsburgh and Baltimore, and that one's the Saturday night game.
I know, great games. And they just happen to be two of the 3 best bets for the NFL. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, have fun on Saturday.
I know, a lot of good football coming up.
So, I'll review the best bets here. First, in college, we're going with the Washington Huskies plus the 4.5. Get ready for that offense to dominate. And then, Saturday night, as he mentioned, we're taking the Ravens plus the 4.5 because Tyre Huntley, the backup quarterback, he still balls. And then, the Stash -1 versus the Texans. And lastly, Big Bill, congratulations on having a great career with the Patriots. We're taking you money line against the garb Jets.
Yeah, and that one is showtime.
That one will be getting some play on my YouTuber, though.
Just because there's some chips on it. Jeez.
Sorry, ladies and gentlemen. I was taking a drink of my water, and he made me chuckle, and I just spit it out of my mouth.
Yeah, we got Saturday, Sunday, and then the college national championship on Monday. That'll be sweet.
Yeah, it will be. So is the Bills-Miami game, is that the Sunday nighter? Because they don't want to mess with the college championship, probably.
Yeah, so it's the Sunday. Yeah, it's Sunday night at 5:20 for
okay.
us.
Okay, yeah, we got some great games. And then it's the playoffs. Hello.
Hey-o.
Yayo.
Okay. I think that'll do it for this week. So keep an eye on Twitter and Instagram, and we keep some updates there for some of the games for sure. Keep those reviews coming. We'll hook you guys up with hats. My boy Adam gave one out at the sports bar, so we got another one for him coming. But we will chat with you guys after this weekend. Enjoy the NFL playoffs and the college championship.
See ya.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.